when I started my Instagram page, I never expected it to get to where it is right now.
Welcome to FashionCast, the fashion industry's premier podcast where we explore all things fashion, from designers and the latest styles to sustainability and breaking fashion news. We keep you informed. Now, enjoy the show with your hosts, Michael Gloucester and me, Christine Tuck-Tuck. Today on FashionCast, another high-profile social media influencer is in studio. She's a lifestyle, fashion, and beauty blogger and currently has over 126,000 Instagram followers, putting her in the top 1% of Instagram accounts. This fashion insider is seasonally invited to attend New York Fashion Week, where she has been identified as a key influencer by designer brands such as Dolce & Gabbana and Gucci. She's also a mother of two beautiful young daughters that are Instagram influencers in their own right. She has collaborated with several major retailers for strollers and children's gear and also owns Elevated Jewelry, an online jewelry retailer, and Piercing Studio, which recently opened in Troy, Michigan. Finally, this nonstop local celebrity was recently named as a cast member for Detroit's Finest, a reality show filming right here in Detroit. Sarah Hermes, welcome to FashionCast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here today.
I'm excited.
We're so excited to have you.
Me too.
Let's talk a little bit about your background and what attracted you to the world of fashion.
Growing up, I've always had an eye for it. My dad has always kind of had this artistic type of view. He used to paint and do, he wrote books and all kinds of stuff that had to do with, you know, art. And I feel like fashion is a form of art. It's a form of expressing yourself. And I've always been kind of like the funkier dresser at school. And I kind of had my own little style. And a lot of people would be like, oh, that's so cool. I've never seen that before. Oh, I love this and whatever. And I'm the type of person that loves to share where I got something or if it's like a hard find where I purchased it or where I found it. So I feel like people were always attracted to that about me. I'm more of a sharer.
So you take after your father. You say he wrote books.
Yeah, he wrote books. So he's a pastor.
Oh.
So I come from a religious background, and he wrote just all kinds of different books pertaining to religion and stuff like that. But he also was an artist. So back home, he would always have like pictures
of Lebanon.
Lebanon, yes. Oh, I am
beautiful.
From Lebanon.
Yeah, I visited. Beautiful
yes,
country.
It is very beautiful.
Yeah.
So at home, he'd always have pictures that he'd painted up on the walls and stuff like that. So
he's a painter.
Yeah, he's very artistic.
Beautiful.
I would say that. So
that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you decide I'm going to start a blog? And did you write a blog initially? Or has it always been an Instagram kind of a visual blog?
So before I even had Instagram, I had Facebook, which was kind of like the start of like social media. Well, I should say MySpace.
MySpace was the start.
So ever since I had a social media account, like period, I've always been the type to like post outfits and like cool fashion related, you know, posts and stuff like that. I never really had like a blog. I had a Tumblr page where I would post like outfits or whatever I would, you know, do for that day. And then I'd kind of write a little bit about it on the bottom. But I also felt like I'm just too busy to do a vlog at this point.
Yeah.
I'm doing so many things right now. So Instagram is kind of my blog. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So instead of like going to a website and like doing this, you just go to one social media platform and everything is just like right there, you know?
Yeah, because you're kind of an enigma to me because I'm trying to figure out just exactly what does Sarah do and where does she fit in the fashion industry?
And she does everything.
She does it all. Because on the one hand, like you're saying, well, I'm not a blogger, or I'm not a journalist. I'm a blogger, but I'm not a blogger. I'm an Insta-blogger.
I would just call myself an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it like simple.
Okay, so that's what's the definition?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like an influencer is somebody who portrays a very positive outlook
at life and is enthusiastic about what they do, right? So when I started my Instagram page, I never expected it to get to where it is right now. I think it really blew up once I had kids. So I would have to credit a lot of it to Ari, which is my oldest daughter. I would just start posting pictures of her in like really cute outfits. And then it would be like a picture of her in an outfit. And then next to that picture, it would be the actual outfit. And I would like label where every little thing was from. So where her shirt was from, where her shoes were from, where her clips were from. Because so many moms, you know, would ask like, oh, where is this? It's so cute. I want it for my daughter. Or where's this? And so I would just make it easy and put it in one picture. In the caption, I'd label where everything was from, or I'd tag it in the picture, and then she would get reposted by like millions of accounts and accounts that had like millions and millions of followers. So then their followers would start following me, and then it kind of just like grew from there. And this was at the time where Instagram's algorithm wasn't so messy and like hard, and you know what I mean? So like back then, I would gain like thousands of followers a day. And it kind of just like blew up from there. So I realized that I was influencing people in my posts. And I always had like a positive outlook on life. And I figured this is a way to share my life and my family and my daughter in a positive way, to where people could come to me if they had any questions, if they wanted fashion advice, if they wanted regular advice, if they wanted mommy advice. So it kind of became like a mommy page.
Yeah, because I see you in a sense modeling on the page, right? And then you're like, you're a model, and then you're stylist, essentially, you know, and then you're this Instagram blogger phenomenon. So, and yet you're not a designer, you know, you're not. So you're immersed within the industry, but you're still outside the industry, which is interesting, kind of cool to me. It gives us, it allows us to give the designers that we're trying to give a platform to a different perspective on what's happening. So that is really, really cool. I just love, love, love what you're doing.
Tell us about how you got invited to New York Fashion Week. I'm very interested to know.
So I've been going to Fashion Week for a few years now. I actually got approached by a designer that wanted me to come to one of her shows as, you know, a guest. So I was like, this is an awesome opportunity. Like when I was younger, I would always dream about going to Fashion Week. You know what I mean? It's like every like girl's dream. And so while I was there, I just networked. They have so many events for like influencers or like just people that are in the fashion industry. So when you're there, you go to so many different events and you just meet so many more people that are either designers or part of a fashion show, you know, whether it be like setting up the stage or background, you know, like helping with the models or whatever. So while we were there, I just met so many people and I just got invited to more shows. And then every year it kind of got bigger and bigger. So now I kind of make it a thing to where you like plan out your whole week. You plan out all your outfits. You plan out what shows you're going to. And you have like a social calendar.
So are you being invited still? Because I think it's still invitation only, is it not?
So the only way you can actually get into a show is if you have an invitation and they actually send you like a code, like a scan code. They scan your phone before you go into the show and you have like a seat number that's assigned to you. So the only way you can really get into a show is if you are invited.
So you're sitting with a lot of different influencers?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, okay. Are they influencers, are they influencers too, or are they just bloggers?
Because well, there I think, could be both.
Because I mean, the influencer to me is, you know, this 1% kind of person.
Yeah. Is that, what's considered an influencer? Is it 100,000 and more? I mean, where's the point?
Where I don't think there's like really a number. Like
there's not a number.
I don't think there's like rules. Yeah. I feel like anybody can really be an influencer, but I feel like on social media, when you get to the point where you can start charging per post, when you have people actually reach out to send you things to post, you have to be at a certain follower. And then they also look at your engagement. So you have to, they have to see how many people engage in your pictures, how many people comment, how many people do you reach in a specific post, right? I think that all depends, and it depends on the company you work with. I think smaller, like local businesses, I mean, they would probably work with anyone that has 5 to 10,000 followers and up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the larger businesses that you charge to, you know, post the pictures for them, you have to be at that engagement level to where it's worth it for them to send you something and to actually pay you, right?
So are they sending you?
So, for instance, I'll get sent
or something,
a stroller. I've gotten sent a stroller
to market
advertise for a company. It's kind of like you're doing a review.
Are they calling you and letting you know, hey, we're going to send you a stroller. Do you mind? That kind of thing. Or are they just showing up in the mail? And you're like, hey,
I wish.
Wow.
No, usually I get they reach out to me through like their PR company. Or on Instagram, they'll send a direct message, or I have an email where people, like if they want to do a collaboration, they'll email me. So I either get reached out like that, and I do charge per post depending on the type of advertising they want me to do. So if they want me to post like an unboxing on my Insta story, and then a couple pictures on my Insta story, and then a high quality picture on my Instagram page, plus a little review about how I like the stroller. And then if they give me a discount code to give to my followers, like, oh, if you mention Sarah Hermes, you get 25% off type of thing. Mm-hmm. So this all is like a huge package, right? So you get to charge depending on what they ask for.
So you can make a decent living as an Instagram influencer.
Oh, yeah. You can make a very decent living.
But, okay. I should get into that.
You should.
tonight.
So,
but have you found that companies are sending more things to Sarah to try on? Or are they sending it for the children?
It's a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
80-20? Is it?
Nah, I don't know. I would say
kids are pretty cute. So
most of your posts are of you and your daughters.
Yes. So. I try to keep it pretty even. I try not to like post more of them and less of me. I try to post
balance it out.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll do like mommy daughter photo shoots to where they're included in all of our designs and our, you know, our dressing up and stuff like that. We kind of coordinate our outfits and stuff like that.
Oh, fun.
And then I also try to do some of them by themselves, and I also try to do some of me by myself.
But beautiful. It looks like you have some repeat, you know, clients. Is that right? Some of the companies?
Yes.
Because they probably said,
usually
we tried Sarah,
and it worked. So they're coming back.
And this, I think this is important for some of the emerging designers to figure out that we can use an influencer, and it initially may be less expensive, I'm assuming.
For sure.
And then if it starts to take off, that person could charge me more. But it may be a way to get your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
marketing
right now, social media and influencing advertisement period is like your best sort of advertisement.
Yeah.
Just to getting your name out there, getting your product out there, having somebody with so many thousands of followers, and you just send them a product and they're posting it for all of their followers that maybe they've never heard of your company before or your business or what you do. I mean, I think that's just such a great way to get your name out there.
Yeah. So initially you started taking the photos yourself.
Yes.
So
I still do.
You still do? Okay. You do have a photographer who does that?
I do have a photographer that does all of our photo shoots and things that I want, like in a specific type of, you know, background and scene and theme, I guess you could say. But I also invested in a pretty good camera. You know, I kind of got an eye for it as well. I feel like you need an eye for it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're doing it, I mean, you're telling me you're doing your own Instagram. Is that what you're saying?
I do my own.
Are you curating it too?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything is done by me.
And you do it so beautifully.
Thank you.
My God, I am.
It looks so professional.
I was impressed when she walked in, but my God. Wow.
Yeah. And,
okay.
it's taken a while. So I started my Instagram back in 2012.
Wow. And that long ago?
Yeah. That's when it started. Yeah. And I think I started growing around 2014.
Just a
couple years later. And then from 2014 till now, it's kind of been like a steady growth. And I've learned so much. I've learned so many editing techniques and so many techniques about when you should post and how many followers are on your, you know, online at a certain time of the day. And, You just have to learn so much. There is.
Behind it.
Yeah. It's like a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
It really
I'm
is.
Sure.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Get her number. You have to call her.
I know. The professional here.
That's anytime. Anytime you need help.
We're not that big on social media. We're learning.
I was actually thinking about doing like a class, like a course, I guess you could say, to learn how to become an Instagram.
There's a course for that?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
There's a course for everything.
Oh my God, I never heard of that. Online, you mean, right?
No, like I'll have it here, like in person, like do like a whole kind of presentation and fly some people in.
That's so cool.
Because I also
great
have
idea.
A lot of like friends who are influencers as well that have way more followers than me. You know what I mean? No. That have probably much more experience. It's all about learning and indulging in like the whole experience, you know?
Well, that's you've got a lot of free time, so it's not going to be an issue for
you. Yeah, how do you do it with two kids?
I don't know.
Full-time job.
I don't
know. This elevated jewelry. Yes. Tell us about the elevated jewelry.
So one of my good friends, Georgie, which was on your
show.
Georgie
Jeweler. I love that guy.
I love him.
He is... What a character that guy is.
He is the best.
Full of energy.
He's one of my best
friends.
Lots
of energy,
So since he's a jeweler and his whole family, you know, he comes from a family of jewelers, me and him and his sister started this earring line. So Georgie does more like layered looks and necklaces and dainty, fun layering pieces. But he's never really gotten into like the earrings. And I feel like earrings is such a big like trend right now with like curating your ear and making it a cool like, you know, fashion statement. We started designing earrings and they're really cute and dainty. And they're for people that have multiple piercings or just want like fun, like real gold, real diamond, real gemstone type of pieces, but at an affordable price.
I wish I knew about that. I would have had you bring some in.
I actually have some.
You with you?
Yeah. In the
perfect.
Car. I'll bring
in the car?
Yeah.
Okay, after break. I'll bring those in.
Bring them in.
Yeah, it will.
I'll
yeah.
show you.
So are they like studs or
there's all different kinds. There's studs, there's like crawlers that kind of crawl up your ear.
Oh, those are cool.
So there's all different kinds of things. So we started that in May, I wanna say, was when it launched.
Recently.
Oh. And then from there, I got certified to become a piercer. So now we opened up a piercing studio in Troy. So we sell our earrings there. I pierce at that location. And I think it's
awesome.
Been going pretty well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Can I go back? I just want to backtrack a tad on the designer piece.
Sure.
So if someone reaches out to you and says, hey, we'd like you to do this, have there been any of these companies or designers that you've said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, there's something weird going on here. I'm not, you know, it's maybe the fast fashion kind of thing, or there's just something that I know that I don't want to know. Or
my page is a reflection of myself. So if I don't like something, I'm not going to advertise for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much they want to pay you or whatever it is. If I personally don't feel like my followers or me myself would benefit from it, I'm not going to do it. So I have had companies reach out who have wanted to collaborate, and I like look at their page or I look at their website and I'm just, it's not your style. It's not me. It's not my style. It's not something
you have
a
certain image to portray.
Yeah, it's not what I would dress my kids in or I would dress in. So I would just respectfully decline that.
So on the flip side of that, have you ever reached out to a designer or company and said, hey, take a look at what I'm doing because I think what you're doing would fit?
Yeah, definitely. I think it goes both ways, especially as an influencer. If you see something and if you have the following to help a company grow, you know, if I like a specific brand or something, I will definitely reach out and be like, hey, would you like to collaborate with me? You know, I have two daughters. I have these many followers. You know, I would love to work with you if you're interested. And they could either say yes or no.
So are you doing some cross-branding with Elevated on your own Instagram?
Yes.
And are you tagging it? This is Elevated.
Yes.
And this is where you go.
For sure.
See, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a cool way to grow a company as well.
Yeah, you have enough followers. I don't think you'll do fine. You'll do fine. Yeah.
So nobody's collaborating with you with regard to Elevate. Like George, you call him Georgie, right?
Georgie Porgie. That's what we call him.
Georgie. Yeah, Georgie.
Well, yes, George. So
it's, it, I mean, is there, are there agreements? Are there, you know, some kind of contracts that you have with different?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, especially when, since I'm in the field of being like an influencer or a blogger, you know, I definitely feel like reaching out to different, whether it be celebrities or people that have a large following, and if they could help my company as well grow, I would definitely do that. I've reached out, like Christina Milian, I know, is one of Georgie's friends. So we've had her, actually, we've had her, we've sent her some jewelry, and she's worn like the earrings at a red carpet event. So we were able to post that on our page. And so it's just a cool like way to kind of intertwine everybody.
Yeah, because you're
you know, in the same type of.
Yeah, because she's doing jewelry as well.
So she has, a jewelry line with Georgie. It's not an earring line. It's called House of Fine Gold.
Yes, yes.
So they have like silver pieces and different types of gold pieces. Earrings, I don't know. People don't like earrings as much. I don't know why.
I know. And it's like, true.
It's so hard to find.
Yeah.
Like such cute, dainty pieces, which I'm happy we came up with.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
It's like a niche in the market.
I just saw on GQ Odell Beckham Jr. I think he's the big football star, and he has an earring. And throughout GQ, they keep saying it's his own. He designed it. It's his own.
Oh, really? Crop. Oh, yeah. I didn't hear about
that's
that.
That's cool.
I mean, he can get away with it. It looks pretty cool on him. But I think I want the audience to know, or the designers to know, that there is this business of fashion that's underneath, you know, the veneer, you know, and there are contracts, and there's some serious stuff going
on.
For
sure, a lot of collaborating.
And I'm sure you're spending a lot of time on that. I mean, do you have your own attorney, or are you going to tell me you're doing that?
No, I'm not that. there's contracts for everything, for sure, you know. We don't want anybody to get screwed over. We don't want to get screwed over. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as long as there's a general contract that goes out for collaborations or for, you know, whatever it may be, that's just the smart way to go.
Do you have a basic non-disclosure agreement before doing, having everybody sign
for
before
sure.
doing anything?
For
that's
sure.
good.
Yeah.
Smart. You have to be protected.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially when I have kids involved.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How old is the Elevated Jewelry business that you have?
It's new. In May. It started
so
up in
brand
May.
New.
Yeah.
Okay. And then attached to that, you just started the piercing studio.
Correct.
Which is part of so the Elevated Jewelry you can find at the piercing studio, which is in Troy, Michigan, or of course it's online,
mm-hmm.
which is what, and then you brought tons of examples. So we just want to look at some of this all made right here.
In Detroit.
I'm excited to see.
Yes.
All what?
So
real gold.
Real gold, real diamonds, real gemstones.
Okay.
Everything is real.
And it's primarily earrings because it's piercing.
Yep. And right? because earrings go through your skin, we made it to where everything is nickel free. So it's very hypoallergenic. There's no sensitivity. It should be just pretty easy to wear.
So are you designing this and it's being made somewhere else?
It's everything's made here. So we designed it at Georgie's. We designed it at Georgie's store. They have a store in Oak Park. So we sat down and we literally sketched out all these different designs.
Georgie, that's George the Jeweler.
George the Jeweler. And
on
his
Instagram,
sister,
if
and
you
his
want to
sister,
look him up.
His sister as well, the Detroit Diamond Girl. We all
Detroit
did,
Diamond Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We all did it together. So we sketched everything out. They have a person that melts the jewelry, makes the mold, designs everything into the computer, comes out like a 3D type of wax molding. We kind of approve what we like, what we don't like, any changes. And then they have a diamond setter and a gemstone setter that will sit there and set all the pieces once they're done.
Wow.
And then we soldered the backs to each of the earrings and... Yeah.
That's great to know because a lot of times you're buying stuff, you don't know where it's coming
exactly.
from.
Exactly. You never know if it's made in China. Mm-hmm. You don't know what kind of materials are used.
So people are sensitive. If they can wear these.
Yes.
That's good to know.
And it's all made here and sourced here. And we know where it's coming from. And so show us, there's different lines or how do you go about it?
I wish I could show you my ear right now, but I have headphones on. But here, I'll show you.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, so beautiful.
So this is a curated ear. So
I love that safety. Is that a safety pin?
It is a safety
pin. Oh my God, that's so cool. That's so nice. I like that.
So depending on how many piercings you have what you want done, there's different types of styles going on. So these are called huggies. These hug your ear.
Mm-hmm.
I have one on this side, actually. I'll show you here. So this is a Huggy.
Did you do that yourself?
We designed these.
No, yeah. Did you do it yourself?
No.
Because I know now you're piercing.
Yes, yeah. I am. But yeah. No, I didn't. It's kind of hard to pierce your own ear. But yeah, so there's different kinds of styles. There's Huggies. Then we have the small little dainty pieces that if you want to, like, if you have multiple piercings and you want to go, you know, like small studs in a row kind of thing. And then we have, you know, gemstones if you want something associated with your birthstone or if you like a specific color like rubies or emeralds.
I'm shocked. If George is involved and there's not a religious piece here.
I mean, there is. I think there's a cross.
There's a cross somewhere.
Yeah, there's
gotta
be.
A cross somewhere. Yeah,
because I would like those. I like the small jewelry. I'm not big on jewelry.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets in the way, but I don't have any earrings right now. I don't have a necklace. I'm not wearing a necklace. Just a watch and
wedding. But are your ears pierced?
They are, but I rarely wear jewelry. But if it's small like this, I would.
You need to come.
And if it's real.
You need to come and get a couple more piercings.
100% I'm coming.
You just invited yourself.
For sure. Yeah, I like the small jewelry. Really like that.
Yeah.
And you have those small little hoops. I like those.
Yep, the little Huggy hoops.
Those Huggies.
They're called Huggies. Yeah. They're so Huggies. Cute.
So there's diamond. Okay, so there's everything silver, is made, gold,
no silver.
Rose gold. Oh, you don't have any silver at all?
It's white gold.
Okay,
so white gold, rose gold, and yellow gold.
Oh, okay.
They're all 14 karat.
So why not silver?
Because silver contains nickel.
Oh.
And nickel is what people are allergic to.
I see.
And so we don't carry anything that makes your ears have any hypersensitivity or anything like that.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah, the white gold.
Mm-hmm.
Looks silver. Right?
Yes, it looks silver. But it's white gold. It's still 14 karat. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful collection that you just came. Voila.
I know.
Voila. Voila. Yeah. Voila. You just
came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean,
snap my fingers.
For those who don't know, this part of the show was not planned, but
I know.
Since
that's
we
so
had a
funny.
Trunk full of jewelry. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Thank you.
Especially when you have Georgie on your side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
He does really nice pieces. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to pivot into the Detroit's Finest? Go ahead.
You're going to be on Detroit's Finest.
I am.
I'm so excited to watch that.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Yeah. I'm so excited. I have no idea. George didn't give us any information.
We're not allowed to talk about
it. I know. You're not allowed. I know.
But just kind of the gist of it. I'll give you a little gist of it.
Give us a gist.
It's six influencers.
Yes.
Type of people in the Detroit area. So there's me, which is like the mommy fashion blogger. We have Georgie, who's a jeweler to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
We have another girl who does hair and extensions, and she's kind of like in the beauty realm.
What's her name again?
Her name's Samantha.
Oh, okay.
Sam Glam.
Yeah.
And then we have a guy who's like a food blogger.
Food Porn Detroit.
Food Porn Detroit.
He goes around all of the, you know, the hot and up and coming restaurants and like the little hidden gems, you know, that people don't really know about.
Yeah, I follow him as well.
So, yeah, well, you're officially invited onto the podcast. We'd love to have the cast.
Oh, yeah. It would be the funnest.
As soon as the show's released, we're having the whole cast here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's fun to fill the room.
Honestly, you should even do one before the show's released.
Really?
Just to get a little, like, taste of all of our personalities.
Let's do it.
Detroit's Finest. Yes. I love that. Could be the title.
That would be so fun.
Exactly.
We got to do that, for
You'll
sure.
get a little taste, a little snippet.
Let everybody know.
You'll see all of our personalities. Everyone is so different, but we all get along so well, which is like pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Usually when you are like in a reality show, everyone's fighting. But this is more of like...
You have to have a little bit of drama. You have to.
This is more like we want to help Detroit. We want to show everyone that Detroit's this up-and-coming city and that there's amazing places to go, amazing restaurants, you know, and... kind of showcase what our city has to offer and how we can give back.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's great.
Did you guys film your first season?
We haven't gotten it.
In the can, the first season?
We can't.
You can't even say that?
We can't discuss.
Yeah. She's under the gag rule.
Not allowed.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not allowed.
She might be filming right
now. Don't worry.
As we speak.
Big things are coming. If she can pull it out of you, then she will.
Yeah, I will.
Big things are coming. Let's just put it at that.
So I had one other question about the Detroit's Finest. So do you think once, I mean, again, cross-branding, selling, is there an opportunity to like advertise your stuff on the show?
For sure.
I mean, you could buy advertising.
I honestly would love like to have the girls all wear my earrings, and Georgie can like dress us up.
You could wear her extensions.
Yeah, right. And Georgie dresses us up in the necklaces. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always a way to like help each other grow.
That's awesome.
And showcase all of our talents. So definitely.
All of you are entrepreneurs.
Yes, we are. Yeah. All of us on the show.
And influencers.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. We all own businesses. We all give back to the community. We all just kind of in the same type of realm.
That's exciting. Yeah. Because I was saying to George, we really need that here in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Detroit is up and coming. We're going through a renaissance period in a way.
Everyone has this stigma about Detroit. Yeah. That it's just like so. Dangerous.
A lot of misconceptions.
You can't walk around and God, you can't park here and you can't do this and you can't. It's like complete opposite that. So
yeah. And I walk in Detroit alone.
Yeah.
And I feel safe.
And like the nicest restaurants you can go to right now are in Detroit.
I know.
What I mean?
It's like really nice restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, like I said, we're going through a renaissance period.
For sure.
It's growing.
So I wanted to ask at least one last question anyway. So you're raising your daughters, they're part of, you know, your Instagram. Is this something you think, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind if they grew up and made a living doing this? Or is this like, hey, you guys are little, you kind of helped mommy out.
Honestly, creating some beautiful memories together.
Education is so important, you know? So I feel like right now, this is just a little time to make memories. I use my Instagram also as like a memory book, because so many of my, like, I have, you can literally see them growing up in front of your eyes. Like, I've had followers from before they were born, and now my oldest is 5, and she's like, I get people like, oh my god, I still remember when you were pregnant. Like, it's insane how fast, like, we're seeing them grow up in front of our eyes,
following your whole story.
But that wasn't planned. That's probably just
that was not planned. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It was really not.
Yeah, that's really smart too.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out that way. And
do they give you a hard time? Are there days where they say, "No, Mom, I don't want to get any pictures today"?
It's so funny because my oldest loves to be in front of the camera. She would fight me to not wear a dress. Like, if I didn't want to put her in a dress, like in the middle of winter when it was like negative 30 degrees, she would fight me. Like, I want to wear a dress every single day, and you have to take a picture of me before I go to school.
That's cute.
My younger one, as soon as she sees a camera pull out, she runs the other way. She's completely opposite.
That's so funny.
They're so opposite each other. But then at the end of the day,
one's like mom, one's like dad. Is that what how it
probably.
Is?
Probably. My husband hates social media.
My husband is the same way. I beg him to be. He's like, no, I'm private. I like
he's
to keep my
so
life private.
Private.
That's how my
and
husband
you know
is
what?
Too. That's
I
so
show
funny.
What I want to show. You know, there's also that private part of my life that, you know, not everybody sees or needs to know, but you know, I show what I want to show, and for now the girls seem fine with it. Like, we take our photo shoots and they end up turning out cute and whatever, you know.
Well, this
that's
is part
fun.
Of the
that's so fun.
I was thinking we were at the end, but we're because you opened a can of worms. This is part of the this is part of the discussion we had with George about, you know, you're outgoing, you're extroverted, and there's these designers that some of them are like you or George, but many aren't. I mean, they're working, right? They've got to get a design out. They've got deadlines.
So
they've
at that point, they making
and so, you know, how do they leverage?
They send their designs to people like her.
Well, I like your whole idea about having some kind of school or education or something about social media.
For sure. And you know what? My husband has seen the advantages of social media and the disadvantages. You know, there's with whatever popularity you get, there's also the trolls and the haters and whatever it is. But that's just life. You have to deal with it, and you have to have thick skin and you have to not let it bother you, and you just kind of move on. But then you also get the advantages of it, and he's seen like how many people like look up to you, how many people respect you, and how a business has been created off of it. You know what I mean? Like,
you're making a living.
There's there's so many pros and cons. It's just how
just like everything else in life.
Right. It's just how you want to deal with that type of thing. So
you're invited to a podcast. Yeah.
I've never been on a podcast. So this
I can't
is,
believe this is your first one.
Something new but for me.
Yeah, you're a, filming for Detroit's Finest. This yeah. is, yeah, a piece yeah, of cake I mean, for you.
Yeah. yeah. And honestly, I do so many like live Insta stories where I go to businesses, whether it be like I'm getting like microneedling done on my face and I'm bleeding and I am showing this live and talking at the same time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and people yeah. are watching and I'm like, oh, you know, no big deal.
Uh-huh.
But I just feel like it comes naturally.
It's a walk in the park.
Yeah.
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 It's fun. It's fun. And we'll have a blast next time you bring everybody. Next time you bring the whole cast. We'll have so much fun. Yeah.
We will definitely have to schedule that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Again,
fun.
You're such a wonderful guest.
Thank you.
We'll have you back.
That.
We're just a great person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Wonderful personality.
Love,
real, genuine.
Doing.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It means a lot.
Sincere.
You're such a beautiful person in and out.
Thank you.
So where can we find you on social media?
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's
Sarah Hermes. It's my name. It's S-A-R-A-H.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and then Hermes is H-E-R-M-I-Z.
Okay.
Yep, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Snapchat, and Facebook.
And what's your, do you have a website?
The website is, our jewelry line is on Etsy. So if you just go on to the Etsy page and just search Elevated Jewelry, it'll come up.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also visit us on our website at fashioncastpodcast.com. I'm Christine.
And I'm Michael.
Stay beautiful.